4GFWX Mobile.
4GFW, good evening.
And hope you had a great day.
How about yourself?
Good day. Actually had something to teach the kids today, so that was good.
Well, I know they'll appreciate it.
Yeah, well, it's surprising at where they're at in their point in the schooling system.
Their schools, they had to lower the standards or the, you know, what a failing grade was so that they could get more kids to pass. No sense teaching them anything.
And these are kids or young adults that have learning disabilities and need extra help, so it just, I don't know, it was just an eye-opener today for me.
Well, hopefully you'll be able to teach them something and they'll be able to, you know, be productive in their life and at least enjoy it somewhat, right?
I think if they put the effort in, I can teach them, but just some of them,
they learn a little bit different. I like hands-on.
Same here. I'd much rather learn hands-on.
Pick up 2,000 pounds of salt today.
And batteries, right?
You're going to go or leave early today, but they decided to just get new, so I'm just going to go to auto parts.
Wow, it seemed like that's all you were doing was picking up batteries.
Get them swapped out.
Get them all swapped out, though, you'll have to start again.
Maybe it'll last a little bit longer.
Still working out there at the restaurant.
Miss, she worked today, and then she's got to work tomorrow afternoon.
Well, make sure you tell her we said hello. Hadn't talked to y'all in a while till this week, so.
It's been a while. I've been missing you, but can't blame you for sleeping in.
Be back on a schedule. I don't do well without a schedule.
Day tomorrow, and then I get like 10 days off.
I had to take a day off. I got to go drive down to the coast of North Carolina, visit with a dear friend that's a short time.
Hear that, and that, but I know he'll enjoy the time with you. And that, trouble is, there ain't no good way to get over there.
I'm going down with his two sons. We're all riding down together, so at least we can take turns driving.
Carolina?
Didn't copy that one.
You say it was North Carolina or South Carolina?
North Carolina, right up next to the North Carolina-Virginia border. Elizabeth and Curry Tuck, that area.
Like 85 over to Raleigh and then up that way, right?
Go some other way, but I don't know what it is. I think they go out 40 to Raleigh.
Copy that. We go up 49 through the country. It's a lot nicer ride, but it takes a couple minutes longer, but not really that much. I usually be in Raleigh in, I don't know, 4.5 hours.
Ride with these two, it won't take 4.5 hours.
Yeah, me and Susan graduated from that. We just take our time, sit back, and enjoy the ride.
I've gotten that way from driving the tool truck. I'd sit back and take my time and just deal with whatever comes and move on. But these two, they're still in race car mode.
Risky getting hurt real bad or killed for, what, 30 minutes?
But we'll see. I think they go down 40 to Raleigh and then get on 64 and go in that way or something like that.
Free go over to Raleigh? I guess it does.
The stop's right there. It doesn't go much further, which would be nice if it went on out to the coast.
64 out to the coast, because it's, I mean, there's not, I mean, it's four lane all the way, and there's not a lot of traffic.
Time I was out that way, it was still, part of it was still two lanes, so I haven't been out that way in, I don't know, a good 15 years.
This year for Thanksgiving, I think it's four lane all the way to the Outer Banks.
We'll have to balance with the two lane traffic anyway.
We miss much on this way to Hampton Boulevard.
I was down there about 2 weeks ago. A few things have changed, but not much.
Being 4TFW, yeah, the traffic seems like it's getting worse and worse.
Everywhere, it's that way up here, too. There's certain times you can't even get through town. You might as well just not even try it.
Here in Lyman, they built the Tractor Supply, and then I see they're clearing off for Ingles. I mean, a Publix, and then they got, I don't know, they're clearing off some land up here near the interstate. I don't know what that one's going to be.
For Sphinx or QT, I'm going out that way.
When you got off yesterday, but he and Tom were in deep conversation, so I just enjoyed listening.
I was out there about that time, but I didn't know if he was on the phone with Miss Susan or not.
She gets off at 3:30. She usually gets home about 10 or 15 after 4 and that. So, you know, we usually say goodbye on the phone and she lets the dogs out and stuff like that. But, like, tomorrow she'll be at work. So, you know, I'll just be riding home by myself.
I won't be around, so I won't be able to yak at you.
I'm on the radio in the morning.
Up in the morning. I've kind of already gotten back into that habit, so try to keep it.
Yeah.
To go have breakfast with my son in the morning anyway, so.
Be a good deal. I hope he's doing well.
They're doing real well. They moved into a bigger house, a little nicer than what they were in. Still renting from the same family, but just one house over, so. They seem to be doing really well with it.
No, you always worry about your kids if they're doing all right.
And I go in there and now I'm instructing kids that are around his age.
Most of them that age feel like they already know it. We're just stupid.
Too much of that yet. I got two that I'm keeping an eye on, let's put it that way.
Struggle to find workers out here.
Where finding good quality help nowadays is near impossible.
Glad I'm switching over to Medicare this year because our work insurance went sky high.
To see how much the health insurance is going to be out here at the Job Corps.
Is it part of the state system?
It's part of the federal system. Job Corps is, but I don't technically work for Job Corps. I'm a contract labor for them through a company called ACI Health. So I'm not sure how it's all going to work out yet. I technically work for three entities. ACI is my main employer. Job Corps is one, and then the USDA.
Yeah, no chance of that getting complicated.
Small, trying to on board with all three of them at the same time. It's been just a peach.
Picked it, didn't you?
So no, I really wasn't looking for a job till the first of the year. And then this one came along. I got a family member that works up there, and they're desperate need of automotive instructor. Because they lost theirs 2 months ago, and the kids couldn't do automotive, and they were losing lots of kids over it, so they called me up.
Works in a lot of different ways, right? So you're probably the right fit.
It definitely has the potential to help make a difference in somebody's life. And like you said this morning, if you can make a difference in one life, then it is worth it.
I agree with that one.
Arrived at the house. I got a nice short drive now, so I'm enjoying that. You be careful. And tell Miss Susan we said hello. And if I don't talk to you again for some reason, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving and be safe out there on your travels. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Tell Miss Elise we said hey, and you guys have a awesome Thanksgiving. If we don't get to talk to you tomorrow, and then I won't be on Monday or Tuesday. So, but you guys have a good one, and we'll catch you later down the log. 7-3, KN4, TFW.